I'm Ken Nash with Mimi Rosenberg, and we're building bridges.
That's why we're about to attend a major rally. Rallies that are similar to ones being held all over the country. After half a century, the U.S. Supreme Court has privately voted to strike down Roe v. Wade, according to a leaked draft of the ruling. America would turn back the clock 50 years to a time when women were not free and trans and non-binary people were not visible in our society. The ruling calls Roe egregiously wrong from the start. A final decision from the court, which is expected within the next few months, would make abortion illegal in 26 states and open the floodgates to additional states banning and further restricting abortion. Already, a 26-year-old Texas woman was charged with murder in March after she miscarried and told the hospital staff that she had tried to induce an abortion. The charges were later dropped because Roe was still the law of the land. But no more once this Supreme Court decision is finalized. Ken, we're not going back. The rally's about to say we're not going back. We must fight back with all of our might. We, the people, hold the power in this country if we come together and use it. And that means in making sure that we also focus on the whole nature of the court systems, focusing not just on any one decision rendered by the higher courts, but a re-examination and dismantling of the reactionary court system in this country. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
And now we join the rally in progress.
Now, it is my absolute honor to introduce your next speaker. Give it up for Attorney General Tish James. My body, my choice, my body, my body, my body. I am the Attorney General of the state of New York. This is a time to act, and this is not the time to be silent, because silence is the enemy right now. So we've got to be angry. Take that emotion and turn it into action. We stand together on the front lines of one of the greatest fights that we will ever have. Are you with me? It's a fight that's going to take all of us to win. We will not go back into those days when we use wire hangers. Not now, not ever. The right to control our bodies is a fundamental right enshrined in the 14th Amendment. And if they go after this right, who's next? Who's next? That fundamental right is the reason why individuals can marry who they want. It's the reason why the members of the trans community can play games and can go to the bathroom of their choice. It's the reason why black and white and Latino and Asian people can marry in between their races. They can marry whoever they love. And it's the reason why members of the LGBT community have rights. And so it's important that all of us recognize this fundamental right. And so, I will not allow Justice Alito or any other judge on the Supreme Court to dictate to me or to you how to use your body. Yeah. I will not allow Justice Alito to dictate to me my future, my destiny. It is not in the hands of the United States Supreme Court. It's in our hands. Please understand that there are laws in 26 states that will criminalize reproductive freedom. Laws that will deputize private citizens to take action. laws that provide no exception for rape and incest. My body.
My
body.
My
so we need to organize, mobilize, because every person in this nation should have the freedom to control their own body and their own health care. Yeah. Who will be hurt the most? It's people who look like me, poor people, and people of color who don't have funds to travel from state to state to state. But we've got to think about all of those sisters in all of those red states where they want to strip away their rights, where they want to criminalize their conduct, where they want to take away their freedom, where they want to dictate their future. And I say, hell no! Because as long as one person lacks freedom, then all of us lack freedom. Are you with me? Are you with me? It is a fundamental right, and don't get it twisted, even though the United States Supreme Court may get it wrong. But we've got the power because women across this nation, regardless of your political affiliation, represent the muscle in this nation. And when women exercise that weapon, when they strengthen it, when they enlarge it, there's nothing that can be defeated in this nation if women stand together, shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, with no space between us. And I want all of you to know, as a former city council member many moons ago, I came to this issue in a very personal way. I was just elected, and I was faced with the decision whether to have an abortion or not. And I chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood. And I make no apologies to anyone. My God teaches me all about love and acceptance. And my God teaches me about privacy. And my God says that you've got to make the best decision for your body and your life. So I make no apologies to no one. And that's why, as the Attorney General, I fought for this right, and we've won this right, and I stand with you and will stand with you always. It's our right under the law. And the issue that we are confronting is old and is as human society, because none of us can take this alone. And on days like this, it's so important to remember that we, women, we are the majority. And most women and most people believe in the right to choose. And that's why we're urging the United States Senate to pass the law to protect this right. And to support candidates who are pro-choice. That we need to stand up against those right-wing ideologues and let them know it's our body and our choice. And it's important that we continue with these types of actions until that decision comes out. And I want you to know that we can turn it around. And if we can't turn around the United States Supreme Court, let us turn around this country. Let us vote. Let us vote. And let our voices be heard. That reproductive rights is a fundamental freedom that we will not allow for the United States Supreme Court to trample on. My body, my choice.
No justice.
No peace.
No repo justice.
No peace.
No repo justice.
No peace.
Okay, y'all wanted to do that. I heard that one. So your next speaker today is Becca Asaki.
My name is is Becca Asaki. I'm the organizing manager for the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. Where are the AAPI folks? I see you out there. Let me hear you. The news of the Supreme Court's draft opinion today reverses the protection that has afforded millions of Americans freedom and security, legal access to abortions. The effects of this extremism are devastating. But the truth is, reproductive justice faces greater peril now than at any moment in the past half century. Anti-abortion bills are sweeping the country and threaten the life and liberty of every person who can get pregnant. This is especially true for low-income people, people of color, and immigrants, especially those without status. And at the intersection of these communities is one group that is too often forgotten, but is definitely strong out here tonight. I see you all. My family, my community, Asian American and Pacific Islander women and girls. Already, today, the path to abortion is arduous for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. It is filled with language barriers, with cultural stigmas, with low access to insurance coverage for a lot of us. And we, as Asian Americans, are overrepresented in frontline, low-wage jobs that make it really difficult for us to get the time off that we need and the money for transportation or overnight accommodations that typically are necessary when we have to travel to get an abortion, like so many will if this ruling is exactly like we've been seeing. Here to say that economic justice is reproductive justice. Everyone should be able to parent their children in a safe and healthy environment, and wage gaps hold our families back. We need equal pay so that we can access critical health care and services. And as abortion bans force people to travel for essential care, as I was saying, it becomes a really stark difference between abortion access that for those who have money and those who don't. And we know that it is the same people determined to ban abortions who are also working to reverse other advancements for the LGBTQ community, for bills limiting our right to vote, everything. And anti-abortion activists, they won't stop now, but neither will we. Right? Although fighting for abortion rights in our courts is shrinking, we can still protect abortion access state by state. Right? We offer a model for how we can protect our communities and how we can help our neighbors fleeing abortion restrictions in their states. And this year we joined the Latina Institute and so many other great repro organizations up here to pass the Reproductive Equity Act to mandate abortion coverage for private insurance plans. It is still possible to win greater rights and greater access for our communities. No matter what the Supreme Court decides, we will continue to fight for our rights. But you still might be asking, who's going to make sure that the women and pregnant people of color get the support that they need, regardless of their insurance, their immigration status, their income, the language that they speak? Well, look around. The answer is us. We need to stand together to fight until we're able to access abortion in this country, across the country, without any legal, financial, language barriers. And these kinds of decisions, they're meant to immobilize us. But we know that reproductive justice is a human right. And we ain't going anywhere.
I'm remember when I told you that reproductive justice is an interconnected issue, right? And so all around the country, we've been seeing this thing called unions popping up everywhere, right? We love a union. What we need to understand is that repro justice is a deeply economic issue, right? It has to be anti-capitalist at its core. It has to be. And so today, somebody said, we have Janella from the city's Central Labor Council.
It is my honor to be here with you. And as the Secretary Treasurer of the City Central Labor Council, I represent all of labor, along with my partner, Vinny Alvarez, all of labor in New York City. So first I want to shout out our family in DC 37. We have NYSNA, we have 1199, PSC, and UFT in the house, along with many other working people, right? And I want you to know that working people in organized labor are outraged by what we have seen on the internet in the last couple of days. But it's time for us to stand up and make sure that our voices are heard, right? And our history as union members reminds us that every right we've gotten because of collective action, we've gotten because of struggle, right? Everything we've gotten. The constitutional right to privacy is intended to ensure that anybody who wants an abortion can get one. Because abortion is health care. These people want to take away the rights of people who have the opportunity to be pregnant. They may be targeting women, but we know it's not only women who can be pregnant. We know that this attack on health care is about fighting against workers. This is also about voters' rights. This is also about trans rights. This is also about how we're treating LGBTQ people. This is about how we're treating immigrants. This is about how we're treating young people. This is about attacks on our public education system. It's about the unhoused. It's about the poor. It's about the voiceless. But we here today, we are standing together and we're going to keep on walking. We're going to keep on talking and we're going to keep on fighting and we're going to keep on agitating. We're going to keep on moving to ensure that we get the legislation we need to make sure that abortion is the health care that is protected for every person in this country. Know that labor stands with you and we're going to fight this fight together. Thanks, everybody.
My body.
My choice.
My body.
My choice.
I like that.
So the one thing I like doing more than talking about abortion is funding abortion. A pleasure for me to bring up Chelsea, Maddie, and Julia of the Abortion Access Fund.
We fund abortions. We support anyone who needs an abortion and can't afford it. We have existed for over 20 years and we are not going anywhere. We are a group of volunteers and every day we hear from callers who are facing barriers to getting an abortion. With our community, we can move resources boldly so that people can get the care that they need and the care that they deserve. We are part of a network across the country of abortion funds who make abortion access possible, and we do this work despite bans, despite the Supreme Court, despite abortion stigma and inaction and neglect from politicians. There are far too many people who are falling through the cracks already. Every day, we support callers from a wide variety of experiences. We are supporting trans and non-binary callers. We support people who are impacted by our unjust prison system. We support people who are facing our city's affordable housing crisis, domestic violence survivors, working parents, young people, sex workers, and undocumented folks.
We'll keep
been showing up for people every single day who call us, and we need your help. You can help us in three ways. First, by donating. We need your money! We need volunteers. We all are a fully volunteer-run organization, and we need your help to answer calls, to talk with callers, and to help fund abortion. And finally, we want you all to join us in chanting.
Who's we got us!
Who's got us?
We got us!
Thank you, everyone.
I am Dr. Rossler, a resident physician at Jacoby in the Bronx, and a proud member of my union, the Committee of Interns and Residents, SEIU. We represent more than 20,000 resident physicians across the country. We are angry, we are tired, we are worried for our patients, and we are worried for all our members and all healthcare workers who provide abortion care. First, I'd like to tell all OBGYN physicians, abortion providers, and other staff who support women's full access to reproductive health care that we stand with you. Our responsibility and the collective responsibility of all healthcare providers is ensuring that all patients can access the information and care that they need to ensure their well-being and that of their families. This means ensuring safe, affordable, quality health care for families, including access to abortion. The actions of the Supreme Court affect much more than just abortion rights. Overturning Roe v. Wade could potentially criminalize people from many states, including my home state of Indiana, just for seeking health care or providing it. Constant regulation of women's bodies, autonomy, reproductive freedom, and access to healthcare is an issue that all physicians can directly impact. I choose to support a healthcare system that allows us a full access to the healthcare we need so that we can have healthy families and communities. We will not be silent. We will not rest. Our patients deserve better. Our communities deserve better. Our country deserves better. Abortion access is healthcare access. We are enraged, and we will fight for what is right together. Thank you.
If we don't get it,
shut it down. This abortion ban is class war.
Wake up! Time to build a new land. I know we can do it, but we all must lend a hand. The world ain't gonna get no better if we just let it be. We have to change it. Yeah. I am Joy D. Calloway. I'm the interim chief executive officer of Planned Parenthood Action Fund. We are in a crisis in this moment. This devastating and politically motivated Supreme Court opinion is a roadmap to dismantle our fundamental right to a safe and legal abortion that was codified federally 49 years ago. And with a leak and a slip of the pen, it's about to be gone. This court is completely prepared to end the constitutional right to an abortion. Let that sink in. This is not hyperbole. This is not hypothetical. It's happening now before our very eyes. Our deepest fears are being realized right now. This outcome is as dangerous as it is unprecedented, and this will open the floodgates for all of those states that just been itching to take this away. This is just the beginning. The next thing is a nationwide ban, a national attack on abortion rights. And my notes say, when the Supreme Court rolls it back, come on, y'all. It says if, but we know it's when the Supreme Court rolls back abortion rights. We know our narrow-minded politician friends are going to try to take power in Washington, and we know they're going to start pulling this apart across the entire country. Is that what we want?
No!
Wake up! 26 states are ready to immediately ban abortion. The second Roe is overturned, and Roe is overturned, 26 states like dominoes are gonna fall. Are we happy with this?
No!
Abortion bans are designed to deny Black, Latinx, Asian, Indigenous people our right to control our bodies and our futures. These bans disproportionately harm people who are in lower incomes and cannot afford access to healthcare already. So this is just gonna make it work. Wake up! Abortion bans are a perpetuation of racism, sexism, misogyny, economic injustice, and it's the top of a slippery slope, y'all. Today, abortion is legal. This is a time to wake up and to mobilize and to make sure that we let people know that anything less than complete access to an abortion to whomever wants it, whenever we want it, is the only thing that we're going for. Complete access to whomever wants it, whenever they want it. We must do everything we can, everything in our power, to protect and expand access here for everyone who needs us and those that are going to unfortunately have to travel across state lines so that they can get essential and basic health care, because abortion is health care. And health care happens at Planned Parenthood. We are incredibly proud to be part of a strong coalition of essential abortion health care providers. And we will continue to fight to keep abortion safe, legal, and accessible. We must wake up. We must do something different. We must let our voices be heard. We must make sure abortion is safe and legal across these great United States of America. After you wake up, I need you to lead and lead loudly. Thank you.
For building bridges in high spirits as we move from the rally to action. We're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Will you? For building bridges, remember, educate, agitate, and organize to empower we the people, for another world is possible if we choose and work to make it so.